People, they gotta leave, but you don't tell them where they can go. You say, go to the homeless shelter. You got a bunch of fake people sitting around here trying to act like they trying to help us get housing. No, they trying to send you to a prison, a step up right above prison. That's what, from every homeless person I talk to out here, including myself, the homeless shelter is like a prison. You see what I'm saying? And you only can bring two bags with you. You got to leave by 8. I mean, you got to be there by 8, and you got to leave by 6 a.m. in a cold morning, whether you got to work or you don't got to work. You see what I mean?
What is home to you?
Home. The eviction notice was posted today.
I don't really know what that means.
So this was an emergency situation that occurred, and these people were here to help me out. So I thought it was like just like a shelter, but then the guy corrected me. He said, no, this is a protest for the homeless. We're not just giving out food. So he like, if you're going to be here, you're going to have to protest with us.
Now, gentlemen, as you know, you can stay here for 90 days. The first time you check in, your time will run out. If you miss a night, if you show up late, you're automatically out for 30 days.
So this is how we fill out the job application.
Please don't kick me out.
Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Tamara Russell, also known as POC, host of Revive Radio, reporting for WHYY's newest segment, Are You Mad or Nah?
Are you mad or nah? Are you mad or nah? Big mad, little mad. No, but really, what are you mad at?
Yep, you already know what time it is. I'm standing here with another Philadelphia resident. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Jamie Gallagher.
And Jamie, what part of Philly are you from?
I'm from Fairmount.
Awesome. And I have to ask you, you know, with everything going on in the city right now, especially in Fairmount on the Parkway, you know, last week the mayor, he did not do what he said he was going to do as far as evicting the homeless encampment that's happening right now on the Parkway. And I got to ask you, does that make you mad or not that it has not happened yet?
I'm glad it hasn't happened. I think there needs to be a better system put in place for these people that need protection. They need a home. They need, more substantial ways to get jobs. And so as long as they can have a community that they feel safe in, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, selfishly, the only reason it bothers me is because I am an empath. And so I feel like I'm not doing enough to help these people. I'm not bothered at all by their presence. I don't feel unsafe. I know some people have said that. I don't feel it.
This ain't even the majority that sleeps downtown that's here. Why can't you help us with your
table? Who am I standing with this evening?
My table.
And what part of the city are you from?
Juniata Park.
Mad?
Not really, because people do have to be somewhere if they can't be at their homes and being evicted by, you know, the landlords and stuff, especially due to the pandemic.
Homeless encampments in Philadelphia must be out.
My name is Brian McNally.
And Brian, what part of the city are you from?
I'm from right down the corner. So just at 19th and
what
Hamilton.
What is there to be mad at?
It's very upsetting. It was actually not his first eviction notice, so I think it was the third time that they said this was going to happen. In the meantime, we get extra security in our building that we pay for when these big events are supposed to happen. They don't happen, and we wonder what the plan is going forward, and it just doesn't seem
keep
to be one. Yeah,
locked.
We would like to see action. You know, we would like to see him, if he's going to set a deadline and say, I'm going to do this, then he needs to do it. Every time he backs off and says, no, I really didn't mean it, that's just, he has no credibility with his constituents or with the people that, are in the park here.
Spare change, man.
Obviously, it doesn't make me mad that he hasn't done it. It makes me mad that he thinks it's acceptable.
Help me, please.
I'm standing here with an officer of the city. Well, what's your name and what part of the section of the city are you from?
I can't be identified. No, it doesn't make me mad one way or the other. It's just, you know, it's a job for me.
WHYY.
I think the residents deserve an actual answer.
The radio's locked. Who am I speaking with right now?
Rashard Gill.
And what part of the city are you from?
Fairmount. It's a little frustrating. I wouldn't say mad, but panhandlers in the area being a little bit more aggressive than, I guess, usual.
You got a dollar?
No, I'm sorry.
Homelessness doesn't mean that you are unemployed, that you should be thrown away. So I think it should be a plan for people who are just struggling. I'm trying to survive.
It's your girl, POC, reporting for WHYY.